From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police chief of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, said Friday the video of Tuesday's police shooting of an unarmed African-American man will eventually be released.
Now that more evidence has come in, it would be a proper time, but right now what I can tell you is the State Bureau of Investigations has the lead, and they have to play catch-up to get to the point where they have all the pieces of the puzzle so that they can then give the fuller picture of exactly what happened.
Chief Kerr Putney also said that an arrest has been made in connection to the fatal Wednesday night shooting of a demonstrator. Meantime, in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a police officer is facing a manslaughter charge today in the shooting death of another unarmed African-American man. CNN is reporting the officer charged with shooting Terrence Crutcher near his disabled car has received death threats. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city of Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Aleppo, the country's second biggest city, has been divided among the government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. U.S. military and intelligence officials are questioning whether Russia has the will or the capability to do anything about the growing crisis in Syria, accusing Moscow of perpetrating a humanitarian catastrophe. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told the U.N. Security Council Friday it needs to send a message to North Korea that nuclear tests such as the one it recently conducted will not be tolerated. During debates over a resolution reaffirming United Nations support for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, Kerry said opposition to the testing of nuclear weapons is a norm in the world today. Kerry said the world has been reminded in recent weeks of the necessity of supporting the Test Ban Treaty.
North Korea's latest nuclear test is a challenge to this council's leadership. It is a challenge to the norm that I just articulated. It is a challenge and a direct threat to international stability and peace. It is a dangerous and reckless act of provocation, which we have to summon a determined and effective answer to.
Kerry said support for the resolution would send a message to North Korea that the further testing and development of nuclear weapons will not be tolerated, though some members question how much influence the resolution would carry. It passed on a 14-0 vote with one abstention. Japan's Shinzo Abe is in Cuba for the first such visit to the country by a Japanese prime minister. Trade ministers from Cuba and Japan Thursday signed an agreement to reorganize Cuban debt to Japan. President Abe said the economic relationship between Japan and Cuba were previously self-restrained because of the problem of debt. But with the debt relief measure, this phase will come to an end. Abe met with President Raul Castro during a visit that comes after Washington restored ties with the communist island last year. A Chinese court has sentenced a prominent civil rights lawyer, Shade Lin, to 12 years in prison on fraud charges and what some human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients such as dissident artist Ai Weiwei, who challenged the government. Shea is the latest of several civil rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping, who has justified the crackdown on civil society as part of a broader campaign to boost security and stability. Authorities in Kenya have destroyed more than 100 tons of elephant and rhino horns. Kenya conducted the event to demonstrate that ivory has no value to anyone except the elephants. President Uhuru Kenyatta pledged his country's support for a complete ban of the ivory trade at a conference for the global conservation body known as CITES, which opens a conference on Saturday in Johannesburg. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Thanks for joining us. For more news, log on to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.